Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from my house in the east side of San Francisco Bay, Oakland, y'all. Scott in the studios of Sports Byline USA in downtown San Francisco, North Beach, just blocked from the bay. And double vaxxed now, so probably we'll be back in studio for the first time in over a year, maybe next month. We'll see, fingers crossed. But yes, whatever sports network you're listening to right now, this is the 1 hour all week where we talk about video games, and not just sports video games, all video games. I believe that life would only be half as good without video games. I truly do. And, you're a dork. Well, whatever. But we're here to talk to you. Be a part of it. Don't be shy. Toll free line, coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It gets you heard, girl. Wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. The sun never sets upon the American Forces Radio Network. Proud and privileged of being on AFN. I'm a FAN of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Whatever you are with, you're doing a great job. Merchant Marines. That's where Marines sell things. No, not really. But anyway, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Proud of you. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. All apropos applications for receiving the programming here. You can also go on your cable system, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, 35 million homes on your cable provider. Sirius XM 211 in progress, Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on the bird as well. SportsByline.com streaming along. Rick at SportsByline.com is the email address to win the game. Also to give you the cheat code. Also SBNationLive.com. You can go there as we are on that network as well. And remember, we will give away a brand new game. I'll tell you the release dates, what's new this week. There's always new games coming out. Cheat code at the end of the show. I have an interview with a woman from Green Park talking about a game that she has in cooperation with the NBA and the Players Association as well. So as I say, we get 1 hour all week to talk video games. We'll take a quick break. We will come on and get it going. Once again, toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-251-7460, 800-251-7460, 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their 3-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening. This great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. What have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating you? Or are you a free agent?
Rick, I'm still looking for a game.
Well, that's good. I recently shelled out, mostly because of the pandemic, but I shelled out for a Valve Index, which is basically the Cadillac of VR, and playing Alex and some other games, and I thought, I just want a little kind of throwaway type of sandboxy first-person shooter type of thing. And so I looked around, and I saw some, you know, Pavlov, a couple other, and, you know, I heard about getting the game called Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades. And I thought, well, that's really kind of a dumb title, but, you know, I'd look at it, and it was reviewed, and then when I started looking a little bit further and seeing that there were over 250 guns and basically going to a gun range. Now, I'm not a gun owner, but I love going to gun ranges and firing full auto. That has, by the way, that has nothing to do with politics one way or the other. I'm just an enthusiast. Like I say, I don't own one. But I like firing vintage guns, like World War II guns, like MP40 and Thompson submachine guns, PPSH, and things like that, and some more modern ones. But it's as expensive as hell. It really is. And it's over like that. You just rip right through your magazines. And then you're done. So all the different modes that Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades has. Now remember, this is a five-year-old game. And it was actually made for the Vive. And then it ported, if you like, over to the Index. But just when I first downloaded it, and it was $25, which is really nothing if you're buying a brand new game. But as I ported it, I mean, as I started playing it, I was just in an indoor gun range. And as I said, you don't need to unlock everything. Everything is available immediately. And here I was, you know, just picking up some pistols and holding them up to my face in VR. And it's as real. Well, I can't say it's as real as it comes because that would be real. But I mean, I'm holding these guns up to my face. They are completely 100% legitimate. The way they look, everything about them. And you got to load them. You got to rack them. You got to take off the safety. You got to put it on single fire, semi-fire, full auto, whatever gun you have. And they have everything. They even had a Brown Bess, a musket, which was a pain to load. And it made you appreciate, you know, putting gunpowder in the pan. You think about all the terms we get from a musket, like lock, stock, and barrel, and flash in the pan, and all the other sayings we get from that. But just being in the range, which I was the first time I played, for about an hour and a half. Because after about an hour and a half, you just need to take off all that gear. You're just like, woo! It's not like you've run a marathon, but you know, it takes something out of you a little bit. But it's they've put out some, you know, new patches and also some new guns and playing in some of the different modes. And there's this one where you're outside in this sort of Arizona desert type of firing range, and it's a giant 1911 45. It's like the size of you. I haven't even played every mode. There's a couple modes where you're fighting guys and they look like hot dogs. As cartoony as the name is, as cartoony as a lot of this stuff is, it's the guns are pretty legit. Excuse me. And I saw an article written in February of this year on GameSpot.com, and they interviewed a guy named Jonathan Ferguson, who is a weapons expert, and he's the keeper of firearms and artillery at the Royal Armouries in England. And he played Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades, and he used the M1 Garand, the Winchester 1887, a Bren, a Viper. And he, let's just say he was impressed. He liked it. And there's a video, and, you know, he's got the real thing. And, you know, when I think about all the different, you know, modes in this game, they could have totally mailed this game in. And when it came to the guns, they did not. They absolutely did not. So you get room scale VR experience. You can have it your left hand, so you move your left hand. That will sort of guide you and then push with the left analog. And that makes you go, or you can kind of use your head and just like riding a Segway, which is a little more car sicky. You can go on time challenge with the leaderboard. There's ones where you just throw grenades at these little villages, and it's almost like a skee ball thing. And you can do any kind of madness you really want to in the game. And so, but I was just thinking, like, the amount of weapons that I was firing in the range, and, you know, the shell casings are laying all over the ground. Of course, you can just push a button and have them all go away. Then there's a trash can. You can literally just throw the gun into a trash can and then just start all over again. And the other thing is, you don't need ear protection. And you don't have the, of course, you don't have the, the same thrill as firing him in person, but it's pretty darn close. I mean, it really is, you know, cause so, I mean, we can say, you know, whatever first person shooter, it's like, oh, it's really like combat. But I don't know what combat's like. And most people who are in combat don't want to relive it, and they don't brag about it, and they don't talk about it because it's, you know, man at its most base. So when we say, oh, it's most like combat, we don't know. I've been in gun ranges. You might have been in gun ranges, too. I've been in gun ranges in many different states. And this is as real as anything I've ever done. That's just the range. So I think about money spent, and $25 for that. Every time I've gone to a range, it's like you got to rent the gun, and that's 100 something, and then it's like $40 a clip. It's basically $1 a bullet, and you know how long does a clip last? 3 to 5 seconds, and then it's like, okay, that's why you can't go very often unless you're made of money, you own your own MP40 or something. So as weird as the name is, and I, like I said, I didn't have VR until the last few months, but I found this game, Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades, and I always say video games, I judge them on one criterion, and that is it fun? And this game is very, very fun. All right, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'm going to tell you what's new on the shelves. We got an interview coming up at 40 after this week. So I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the Video Game Review.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Okay, and we are back. We being me, Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review on Sports Byline, SB Nation, American Forces, Sirius XM 211. However you're listening, it's great to have you with us. And TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, they're all great. Let's talk video games. I'm giving away one right now. Normally I do it 40 after, but I have an interview coming up in the next segment with Green Park's Rajni Cox to talk about her new game in cooperation with the NBA and the Players Association as well. But let's give away the game. The way you win it is you send me an email with the answer to my very easy question. The second correct answer wins it. That's right, the second. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. That is rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Battle Axe, not Golden Axe. Battle Axe, it just came out 2 days ago, published by Numbskull Games, without the B, just Numbskull Games, developed by Bitmap Bureau. It is available on the Switch, the Xbox One, the PC, and the PlayStation 4. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. It is a top-down arcade adventure game which can be played solo or in local co-op by two people, with players choosing their preferred hero before embarking on their quest. It's rated T for teen. My question is this a game about melee combat, or is this a game about Leisure Suit Larry? Just let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. T for teen, fantasy violence, blood, and Al Gore. Sorry, just gore. But this one is it's very colorful, very cartoony. It kind of looks like Golden Axe a little bit. Once again, send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Is Battle Axe about melee combat, or is it about Leisure Suit Larry? What's that? Published by Numbskull, developed by Bitmap Bureau. We will get to the new releases coming up here in a minute. Sony announced last week that it's planning to bring a lot of its hit PlayStation games to smartphones. And they're hiring a new executive at PlayStation Studios to take what they call our most popular franchises to mobile. And mobile gaming is the biggest platform there is. And I know that sounds weird. It's not the most ideal, but it is the biggest because everybody's got a phone. And in that way, it makes perfect sense, right? And if you think about games like Fortnite and PUBG that did make the transition to the mobile phone, and you think about Sony with these franchises from Uncharted to Horizon Zero Dawn, Last of Us, all of those are probably going to get a little remake for your phone as well. So remember, Sony titles on mobiles is a very rare experience. They tried it before in the early days of Androids, and the Xperia Play, remember that? Had a slide out gamepad control. That was 10 years ago. And I remember Nokia tried a little thing like that too. It would slide out and it would be a little gamepad, have a little D-pad on the left and a couple of buttons on the right. That could play some original PlayStation games, but it also never gained any traction. So they probably figured 10 years later, let's give it a chance. I have found, you know, with these touch screens that it's, for me, a million times harder to type or text than it was back when we actually had keys. I don't have like, you know, butcher sausage thumbs, but apparently they're too big. But Sony, if you think about it, I mean, first you had Samsung. They had the Galaxy S20 FE and how well that sold with the 3-camera unit. And this is something that was going to lend itself to gaming anyway. So, as I said, Sony, they're pulling out all the stops. They want to be a part of the gaming market. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. Rick, why didn't the Stadia take off, or am I wrong and I should buy one? This comes from Kim. Kim, the Stadia, it didn't really appeal to me. I remember going to the Game Developers Conference, the one before COVID in 2019, and it was a huge deal, even though they didn't have a controller yet. And Stadia, of course, this is a subscription service video game. You don't need the hardware for it. And, you know, if you think about some of the other developers that are coming out with their own deal, and that's going to be the X Cloud from Microsoft and Luna from Amazon. Those have been kind of rolled out gradually, but what Stadia did is Stadia from the very beginning, you know, this is all backed by Google. They said, we are going to crush the consoles. And there it is. Your days of having to buy consoles are over. So when they launched in 2019, people were expecting complete games, not betas. And the library was very underwhelming. They promised hundreds of games a year. They had fewer than 80. And players didn't like the business model. The business model, we thought, at least I did, was going to be like Netflix. You paid a price, and then you got to roll around and play games. But no, you had to pay as much as $60 for every individual game. And that game exists on Google servers, not on your own PC, not on a shiny disk. So why is that good? So it missed its targets for all these controllers they were going to give out, and they weren't ready. So the messaging was, we're taking on the big boys, and we're going to win. Now, Microsoft and Amazon, as I mentioned, with xCloud and Luna, those are both huge, deep-pocketed major technology companies with huge experience in video games. But what Google said was, we are hiring all our own guys. We're going to build everything bare bones from the ground up. And it didn't happen. It just hasn't happened yet. And so, as I said at the GDC, this Phil Harrison was the name of the guy, still is. He came out, he said, this is the future of gaming. It's a hefty price tag, it's $500. But, you know, they did woo some big name publishers like Ubisoft and Take Two, and they shelled out tens of millions of dollars to get Red Dead 2 on Stadia. A lot of money for that. But right now, all those people that were hired, they've been shut down. So, as I said, it doesn't look good right now for Stadia. Not that it's going away or going broke, but you know, sometimes it's not good to go first in these type of situations. I have no desire for a Stadia. I'd much rather own the game myself. Now, if it ever gets to the point, like Netflix, you're going to pay $15 a month and have access to every game, okay, well, come talk to me then, and now I'm listening. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week, brand new on your shelf. MLB The Show 21, that's the big one. Tatis on the cover. You can also get the Jackie Robinson version. PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Don't Forget Me, PC adventure game. Also, Smelter, Helter Smelter. That's an action platformer for PC, PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Nier Replicant, PC, PS4, Xbox One. That's an action RPG. Humankind, this is on the PC and the Stadia. It's a strategy game. Metal Takes Overkill, a music action game on the PC. Moto GP 21, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. That's the motorcycle racing, of course. Picross S5, Switch puzzle game. Dungeon and Gravestone and Dragons. No, Dungeon and Gravestone. This is a roguelike RPG, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Moon Raider, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Judgment, an action game on the PS5, Stadia, and Xbox. And finally, some Atelier games. Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist. Atelier Furious, The Alchemist. And Atelier Mysterious Trilogy Deluxe. First two is Switch. The deluxe version is PC, PS4, and Switch. And those are some RPGs, some role-playing games for you. All right, we'll take a quick break. On the other side, we will bring in Green Park's Rajni Cox to talk about their new game in cooperation with the National Basketball Association. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Even though you may feel like it's not essential, it's smart to have an accountant you can go to as needed. Not necessarily hiring one to keep on staff with you, but finding a certified CPA you can hire to do your taxes when the time comes and get financial advice from when you need it. It also never hurts to have an accountant review your business's cash flow to make sure you're covered in an unpredictable economic situation. If you know your numbers and stay on top of them, you'll always be in a better situation. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're quite happy to welcome to the show Roshni Cox, and she's here on behalf of Green Park Sports. She's the head of brand partnerships, and she's here to talk about the new Greeny Rush minigame that is available now on iOS and Android devices, and of course has to do with the NBA and Mountain Dew as well. Roshni, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about how Greeny Rush all got started.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Sure, happy to. So we collaborated with Mountain Dew on this immersive virtual experience of their three-point contest with the NBA. So Mountain Dew was integrated into our new Greeny Rush minigame that's found in our NBA land, where players run around this fast-paced obstacle course while answering NBA-type trivia questions. And really, it's an opportunity for Mountain Dew to really leverage Green Park to connect and engage with a new generation of NBA fans.
Now, as we know with video games, it doesn't matter how much money and effort you put into it. If it's not fun, people aren't going to play it. So talk about getting that fun factor in there.
Yeah. So, you know, we are targeting a next generation of sports and esports fans. And, you know, we've done our research on, you know, what's fun for them and how we can keep them engaged. And this particular mini game is just very addictive, Greeny Rush, where you're competing with other fellow fans trying to go through this fun obstacle course. But you're also answering trivia questions and you're trying to make it to the end, you know, going through several different gates. And at the end, if you are the winner, then you're going to be able to earn Fanergy rewards. And really, these rewards help unlock in-game gear, like jerseys and sneakers and digital goods that we know that this next generation of sports fans really ask for and want.
So you get an avatar, your Greeny avatar, as you said, and you can sort of trick it out as you go through. But there are other things as well, like a dance battle, right?
Right. So that you do receive a Greeny avatar once you first enter the app. This is really your personalized version of your sports fandom. And you, as you said, you can trick it out. You can customize it. You're going to receive some in-game gear as soon as you enter. But then as you navigate through the park, play some of these mini games. So Dance Battle is another mini game where you can actually compete with other fans and play sort of like Guitar Hero style. Really sort of battle out to music, and as you earn points, you continue to earn Fanergy, which in turn, again, gives you digital goods that you can customize with your avatar and your Greeny.
So when you say joining in events like you know, All-Star Games and things, and then tying it into scoreboards and graphics, how does that all come together?
Yeah, so we have a section in our game that's focused on predictions, and that's where you can actually go in and make live predictions on live events. So if an NBA game is happening, say the Clippers are playing the Pacers, you're going to actually be able to go in and make predictions on that specific matchup. This could be anywhere from who's going to win the game, who's going to have the most points. And so you start building a leaderboard based on your points and the rewards that you've earned. So, you know, we've been able to connect in a real-time API that allows, you know, us to really have all that live in-game data to be able to let users make those predictions in real time.
And with Green Park Sports, I mean, you guys have your live watch parties, which, of course, we needed during the pandemic, didn't we?
Right, we did. The watch party is a great opportunity to sort of gather around with your friends, your community, and really, you know, check scores over time. You're going to see all types of content on that Jumbotron. There's mini games in that watch party. It's really taking that absence of the physical sports world that we all experienced in this last year and really letting you experience that in our watch party gaming environment.
A couple more questions for Roshni Cox of Green Park Sports about the game Greeny Rush. There have been a lot of games, sports games over the years that are fun games, but they have, you know, fictional players and uniforms and stadia. So how important was it, you know, to get the union, to get the league on board so that everything was legit?
Yeah. I mean, it was very important for us to get the league on board. We're currently focused with League of Legends and the NBA. And it was important for us because, you know, we're a complement to the league. You know, we really wanted to be able to leverage, you know, their IP and really make it authentic to the experience. We didn't want to have something that felt, you know, cartoony, but something that really was authentic to that sports experience that, again, you're getting in the physical world, but we're bringing into a gaming environment.
I also love the fact that you have a degree in psychology, which I bet helps you more times than not in this area, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I did take a left turn out of psychology into sports marketing. So I do pull from, you know, learning from fans. I mean, that's really what I love about sports marketing. And this current role that I have with Green Park is I just love sports fans. And I love to sort of, you know, see how they get excited and they have their fan communities and how they just really engage with sports, both, you know, watching it, but also just experiencing it.
So how is it that when you get an app like this and players start competing, that I have found gamers will always push your app or your game to areas that, you know, heretofore unseen, even by the developers. So what kind of feedback have you received so far?
So we've received, you know, a lot of different types of feedback. We are in early access, so we are testing a lot of the communities right now. And right now we do feel like it's an engaging game. You know, we're able to get feedback on just how long they're spending in the game, you know, areas of the game that are more engaging over others. But again, we're in early access. We're really going to be pushing to a much larger audience in the summer. Once we launch with MLS and La Liga and open up to additional fan communities. But so far, we've received some really positive feedback.
Oh, we're going to get a little Ronaldo and Messi in there, huh?
We are. So it was important for us to look at all the different sport fans and communities across the world. And, you know, MLS and La Liga are key partners that you'll see here pretty soon in the app.
By the way, we know that Shakespeare invented 422 words. Did you invent fanergy?
I think so. I got to check if we actually have a trademark on it. But, yeah, fanergy is our way of earning rewards and really leveling up in the game.
So is it are there microtransactions with in-app purchases, or is this all free and through your hard work and skill, then you can get some of the skins and other in-game rewards?
Yeah, so we will have microtransactions, in-app purchases happening over the next, I'd say, month to 2 months. In early access, you know, we wanted to make sure and get our partners, League of Legends and NBA, comfortable. But, yes, you will start to see sort of that traditional microtransactions that you see with other mobile games as well.
So when you roll out an app like this as well, a lot of people will say, you know, are you going to port it to a console? Any ideas for something more grandiose or on PC as well, or is this going to stay mobile?
For now, it, you know, seems like we will stay mobile focused, but I leave that to our engineering teams. And, you know, if there's an opportunity, I'm sure they'll evaluate it. But today we are a mobile app.
So you mentioned NBA Land. Can you expand on what that is?
Yeah, so, you know, when we bring a sport into Green Park, really it's a land dedicated to that sport league. So today we have a League of Legends land, we have an NBA land, and then over time you're going to see an MLS and a La Liga land. And really that's an opportunity for you to experience that specific league in that area. So it's going to be focused on all the NBA teams, the players, again, the prediction aspect, and then certain mini games that will be designed for that specific league.
You know, in the old days, you'd make a video game and you would ship it, and that would be the end of it. But we know that games live for years, and with the DLC, the downloadable content, the patches, the updates. And, of course, when you think about a professional sports league, so many players will change teams. There'll be retirements, trades, and draft. So you guys have to be constantly fluid with this, don't you?
Very fluid, very agile. That is sort of what we entered into, was this ever-changing sports environment. But I think that's what makes it exciting. You know, we want to be that central destination where you can come in, again, engage and play, but also stay up to date on those types of headlines of what's happening in the sports world.
What would be just, I always like asking people this who make games, but what would be your favorite part of the game? Like, you have maybe 5 minutes to show somebody this game. What would you show them?
I would show them Greeny Rush. I think that it is a super fun, engaging game. You're battling with your fans, your friends, and your communities. You're trying to answer these trivia questions. You're trying to jump and, you know, do all these fun little things. And I really feel like that is a great embodiment of, you know, taking sports trivia and or live game data and sort of mashing it up with a fun game that, you know, keeps you engaged, and also there's a virality to it. So I play it all the time. My daughter's playing it all the time. I watch how some of these younger generation fans engage with mobile games today, and I feel like Greeny Rush is one of our star sort of like mini games right now.
Very good. So where do we go to pick this up?
So we're live in the Apple and Google Play stores right now. I'd encourage you to download, get your Greeny, customize it, and start competing and prove your sports fandom, Rick.
And leaderboards as well, see who's on top.
So leaderboards are all embedded within the game. They're going to be, you know, in the different sections. You're going to be able to access it in different ways. But again, I encourage you to download the app, go in, experience the environment, and start building your Fanergy points.
How about you personally? Are you any good? How's your dancing in the game?
I think my dancing in real life is probably better than in the game.
You know, not many people can say that. Usually they're better at whatever in the video game, right?
No, I'm going to say my dancing is probably a little bit better. But, you know, the dance battle game is another fun way to, you know, listen to some really fun tracks along with battling out with your friends. But again, I'm going to go back to Greeny Rush being what I think is probably one of the star players of our new mobile game.
Well, there it is, Greeny Rush from Green Park Sports. You can pick it up, as she just mentioned, iOS or in the Google App Store as well. We've been speaking with Roshni Cox of Green Park Sports. Roshni, thanks for coming on, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, Rick. Talk soon.
All right, good stuff. I always want to find a game that, you know, I can play on my phone, kill a little time, do this, do that. I'll have to check it out. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports 5.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call.
because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Don't worry. We got your sports talk coming up here in less than 3 minutes. Just want to make sure that we end the show in the proper way we do it, and that is by giving away a cheat code that you ask for, you, the public, my listeners, at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. I usually like giving away for older games. And I have a request here from TK. What's up, TK? TK asks, I almost said he, could be a she. Rick, how do I unlock everything in Guitar Hero? Ah, this is one of my favorite cheats of all time. Yeah, this is PS2. Wow. The original. When you get to the game mode select screen, hold your guitar, go yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue, and you'll hear a little bling, and all the songs and all the characters are unlocked. Once again, yellow, orange, blue, blue, orange, yellow, blue, and you'll hear a tone, and you know you got it. You got it. It's funny. I know a lot of people who just learned old songs. They're not old to me, but learned old songs that I... How do you know this? And it's like, it was on Guitar Hero. I was like, yeah, I guess it was. It should be that way. But, and then when Rock Band came along, you think, it's a ripoff. But Rock Band was really fun too. And the guitars looked more like real guitars. And so then Guitar Hero had to step it up. And for about 2-3 years there, they had a really good rivalry. And who won? It was the gamer that won. Anyway, thanks for the request. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. And thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.